Okay, it's 2003. Hilary Duff will be singing at the New Year's Eve concert in Times Square, and fans are going wild. Okay, it's her biggest gig yet, but not all of her fans are able to afford airfare or tickets. So Hillary has decided to have a little essay contest.
So the contest is, I think you just have to explain why you really need these Hillary Duff tickets.
Now the guy telling this story is Noah, who was in college at the time when one of his classmates, a guy by the name of Johan, decided to see if he could win.
And if I remember correctly, Johan wrote an essay into the site which explained how attending Hillary Duff concerts would truly feed his soul. And in the course of this essay, he invoked Nietzsche and Heidegger and the Greek concept of psyche. Needless to say, he won.
All that stuff about Nietzsche and philosophy makes a lot more sense when you realize that Johan and Noah went to a little place called Deep Springs College. Okay? Deep Springs is not your typical liberal arts school. It is a really intense, all-male, farm-your-own-food kind of place. We're talking tons of reading, tons of intellectual debate. And what's kind of surprising is that Johan, the guy who won the essay contest, is in no way the only Hillary Duff fan on campus.
There have students have written papers on Hillary Duff and academic concepts. I myself was the author of a well-received paper on Hillary Duff and the concept of inauthenticity, with reference to Heidegger's Beginning Time.
Wow.
So a very fun paper. But she was already a icon on campus before that happened. We, of course, owned the all-access DVDs, had multiple copies of many of her CDs. I believe we were introduced to Hillary Duff through the Lizzie McGuire movie soundtrack, which includes the hit song This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, also performed at our graduation.
And picture in your mind a place where the entire campus has a download limit of 250 megabytes per day, where students raise cattle and stay up late discussing philosophy.
Yeah. And then there's the whole thing about being like 100 miles from
civilization. Right. So, of course, I think the other important thing to know is that this was Hillary Duff's New Year's Eve show that you were going to be able to get tickets for, right? We're talking about the center of the pop empire. It might have been in Times Square. It might have been in Las Vegas. You get the picture. They proceeded to go to the concert at which, when Hillary Duff came up, they moved them to the front row, so they had like H's, signs that said H, you know, here for Hillary Duff. They moved to the front row, and if I recall correctly, they were at least a foot and a half taller than anybody else there. Well, that's the way
it goes. Did they have private audience with Miss Duff?
Alas, no, but they did, and this part I do remember. There's one song, there's one moment when Hillary Duff says something along the lines of, you know, I'm gonna fly away and be free, or whatever. I'm just a bird that's already flown away. And Isaac Erickson, who's this 6'6" burly man with now about 2 foot long beard, was swaying back and forth, and the camera cut to him just as Hillary Duff was singing, I'm gonna fly away and be free, or something like that, and he proceeded to make a little bird with his hands and fly away.
It's hard to tell just how seriously Johan took Hillary Duff in that moment, or how seriously any Deep Springer has ever taken Hillary Duff. I mean, they clearly like her music, but then they idolize her in this playful, bookish way that I don't think anyone else does.
There's Judith Butler's this idea of subversive gender performance, right? Where you sort of perform gender ironically. The thing about Deep Springers is that they perform their masculinity very, very seriously, with perhaps a certain kind of a little bit of irony. So we're manly men who like to listen to pop music.
Oh.
And I believe our true support to Hillary Duff can only be captured by an event which happened after the fact, when in her honor we created multiple Ovid and Kafka Are So Yesterday chapters, which is a joke that unfortunately will only be fully understood by those who can get not only the obvious reference to the song So Yesterday, Hilary Duff's first single, but also the title of her album, which I suppose will leave as an exercise to those listening to this podcast.
Well, that sounds to me like a challenge for you. Whoever you are listening to this podcast, whether you're a Deep Spring student or not, the question is, what do Hilary Duff, Ovid, and Franz Kafka have in common? If you know the answer, post it as a comment on my blog, or send it to me via email. And hey, I'll announce the winner in the next podcast. On that note... Let's go back to the beginning.